Borrowed Scenery is an exhibition that explores what happens when women step away from the traditional male gaze and assert their own vision of the world. It features some of Australia's most renowned female artists like Tracy Moffat, Deborah Kelly and Joan Ross. We're joined on the phone by Jasmine Keane, the curator, to talk more about the exhibition. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thank you. How are you?
That's great. I'm very well, thanks. And thanks for having me on this morning.
Thanks for joining us. Can you start by explaining the title of the exhibition, Borrowed Scenery?
Sure. So Borrowed Scenery is a collection show which is happening in Campbelltown to launch our 2019 program. Borrowed Scenery, the title itself, brings forward, as you just mentioned before, into light the importance of what happens, you know, when women step into the mainframe of the picture. So for, you know, years through traditional art history, as we've known, it's been basically males inserting their vision, so looking at the female as an object. And when we take, you know, that away and put the female not as the object but as the creator of the work, that's what we're looking at here, and really celebrating the work that we've got on display from the collection.
Thinking about the work, one of the intentions of Borrowed Scenery is to shed light on the significance and influence of individual practice. So why did you choose to explore the subject matter specifically through this lens?
I think it was really important, particularly at the moment with, you know, all of the movements and the conversations that are happening with the disparity that is occurring right across our society, but especially in arts, to have this conversation and to really bring forward the works that we have from the collection, which are by women artists. So by being able to display them all in a big group like this, we can, you know, really push this conversation forward and get people really looking at it, you know, at the forefront, rather than just maybe thinking about, oh yeah, it's an issue that's going on, but actually like bring it forward and pushing it through, and then people can come through and have a look at these incredible works that we've got on display, which is 52 works from the collection. And you know, we've looked at a wide range of practices. So we've got works from circa 1900, which are floral-based works, right through till today. So we've got a cross-section of practice for people to see too.
And so Borrowed Scenery explores the discourses of female representation within collections and exhibitions. I just wanted to ask, at the moment, what is it like if you're female or non-binary artist to exhibit in Sydney? What are these discourses?
I think that it's interesting at the moment. There's quite a few exhibitions which are happening, and I think that there will be more in 2019, which are all female shows. I think that it's really important for us to look back at traditional collecting practices and the art marketplace, and see that it's been swamped with male artists, and works by male artists are, you know, more prevalent than female artists, which in turn, when we're collecting as an organisation and then we've got works from a collection to show, we've got more works by male artists than female artists. So I'm not an artist myself, but as somebody that manages the collection, I can see that there is a disparity that exists there, and that's one of the reasons why we thought it would be a really good time to bring forward some of the amazing works that we've got to show that there is a disparity there, and what are we going to do about it as an institution, rather than sit back and keep collecting as we have in the past, knowing that there's more works by male artists to collect. What can we do as an organisation to, you know, as Campbelltown Arts Centre in particular, but all organisations, what can we do to try to address that disparity that exists there?
Have you had any backlash from this movement?
You know, so the show's on until March. It's only just been put up. I would be really interested to see if there is any backlash and to be able to have those conversations with people on, you know, if there could be a possible reason for it.
And how has Campbelltown Arts Centre responded to the work that you're doing?
So I work at Campbelltown Arts Centre. I'm the collections officer there. We've put on this show. Our director, Michael D'Agostino, was incredibly supportive of this show. He saw that it was really important to be able to highlight this too. We're really conscious of our programming to make sure that we do look across and see that we have got a gender balance when we're programming. And I think that even more, it's important to probably try to address the disparity that's existed in the past by presenting more female shows at the moment. So I've had a very supportive response from the Art Centre and the staff, and so far the visitors. We've had a really busy couple of weeks since we've opened. So, yeah, we'll see what, you know, the response is like in the future, especially leading up to the International Women's Day on March the 8th, when we'll do our closing event. And, yeah, we'll see what conversations come out of it and if there's some policy changes we can make because of the show and because of our findings.
Definitely. And following on from that, you're doing a Countess report. Can you explain what that is to our listeners?
Yeah, sure. So the Countess report is a group. I suppose you could call it an organisation if you like, although I'm not sure how they would feel about being called that. It was started by Elvis Richardson quite a long time ago, and it started off as a blog on the internet. And what Elvis did was she went out and she, you know, in her own time found sort of like looked across the art sector and looked into institutions and art prizes and female representation in the arts and pulled together some stats. So she's looking at it from a data-centric feminist lens. And so we decided as part of this exhibition that it was important not to just to do an all-female, like a tokenistic all-female show, but to try to, you know, as I said before, look at what changes we could make into our policies and our practices if they needed to be made, to try to, you know, have a more equal balance of gender, particularly in the collection. So we brought Countess on board and commissioned them to do an artwork as part of the show. And the artwork would be created by Countess reflecting on some of the findings that they researched when looking into our archives and our collection, and some stats that they would find, some keywords. And it's a beautiful mix of poetry and statistic, which spreads throughout the gallery space. So, you know, they came in and they looked through all of our archives. I took them through and I was really open and tried to open up as much as possible to them to be able to look at and to count. So they've counted us as an organisation and they've found some findings about our collection. They've looked at our program and found some stats about that too, and looked at sort of the average value of female created, like works created by female artists compared to male artists, acquisition process, and, you know, obviously like the bare number of male artists compared to female artists within the collection and works by male artists compared to female artists in the collection. So it's been a really interesting process working with them to do this. And in return, hopefully we'll be able to take those hardcore figures that we've got and change that, the policies and our practices, you know, using that as a base point, because you can't really argue with numbers.
Definitely. Well, it sounds like a wonderful exhibition, and I really hope some change is created as a result of Borrowed Scenery.
Well, yeah, I hope so too.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
No problem.